folks are still so worried that there could be a takeover of their health care. But does it really look now like things are slowing down a bit on the Hill as people are wondering what this is going to mean?
Well, only a bit, as more and more lawmakers hear from people back home who are generally fearful about what this government-run plan can do. Most Americans don't want the government to tell them when they can see a doctor, what treatments they can get, and what medicines they deserve. And a lot of people are asking me, when the government starts rationing health care, will I be a winner or a loser? And we don't know that. That's why we're fighting this plan. This week, Democrats are going to try to rush through a major health care bill through several of our committees, including House Ways and Means, and then rush it through the House the following week. We think patients, doctors, small businesses, and the public at large ought to know what Congress is voting on, as well as we should, before we actually do.
Some of the things that we're hearing about popping up in this bill don't have anything to do with doctors or medicines or any of the things that go with health care. Things like parks and farmers markets, is that for real?
Yes, right now there's money for veterinarians, for walking paths, street lights, jungle gyms, and even farmers markets. Things like that don't belong in health care reform. And the truth of the matter is, Democrats in the White House have gone shopping for this major health care reform, but they don't know what money they have in their pocket. And I think their eyes are far too big for the taxpayers' wallets. The way this will be rejected is that they've done too much away from our basic healthcare system. We want the ability to choose our doctors, to have that doctor-patient relationship, to have choice, more control over our healthcare. We want insurance companies competing not just on who they cover, but on how well they cover us. And we want more knowledge about what these healthcare costs are, the treatments, the hospitals, the imaging, the testing, so we can make better choices ourselves. But more importantly, we don't want the government telling us what type of healthcare we can have.
Cost fears seem to be on everybody's minds, especially when they talk about the cap and trade issue. They're worried about that too. Though it does look like that is not going to get the Senate's attention before summer's out.
We still have an opportunity, I think, to defeat cap and trade as it stands today. It will still be a fight. It really is going to occur in the Senate at this point. And it looks like we'll have the August recess to talk to senators about just how devastating it'll be, especially for states like Texas. But frankly, every family, every small business is going to pay higher energy costs, much higher energy costs. And states like ours are going to lose a lot of jobs, a lot of good-paying jobs.
And we are seeing yet more information coming out about the possibility of a second stimulus. Frankly, much of the nearly $800 billion has not even gotten out from the first stimulus, yet there is somehow $18 million for a website.
Even though about 10% of the stimulus has gone out, the White House's admission that it has not worked is pretty revealing, because we've heard wild claims from them about how this is going to create millions of new jobs and keep the unemployment rate low. It hasn't done either. And the fact that they're talking about a second stimulus tells us the first one fails. Not only is it not creating jobs and not reviving this economy, but we're seeing so much wasteful spending, including $18 million for the White House to revamp their website about the stimulus. And then we've got $16 million from the stimulus going into a San Francisco Bay project to save basically what's a harvest mouse. It was an earmark that was put into the stimulus bill quietly that benefits the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. People are tired of Washington wasting their money, their hard-earned tax money. That's why I think the stimulus needs to stop and that money returned to the taxpayers. That's why I think the bailouts need to end and the money returned to the taxpayers.
But we're hearing from some members of Congress that they want that TARP bailout money, which is starting to come back from the banks, to go to other things, not back to the taxpayers who loan that out to shore up our financial system.
Yes, Chairman Barney Frank and others want to begin using the TARP fund as a slush fund for their favorite pet projects. As money is repaid, which I think is a good thing, that's being paid back by the banks and other users, instead of giving it back to the taxpayers, they want to spend it on housing and other projects, whatever they dream of. That money was not supposed to be anything but a very urgent emergency use of dollars to try to keep the financial system from collapsing. It did manage to do that, but it's not really recovered at this point. The best use of that money is simply to go back in the Treasury, back in the taxpayers' pockets, especially since we're facing almost a $2 trillion deficit in this year alone.